This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Time seems to be flying by. You know, I'm in the middle of summer, but I never remember being done with spring. Sometimes the monsoon will come and go without me realizing it. Fall will arrive, and I'll be still getting into my monsoon mood. You know, days, weeks, months seem to be leaving without me. Hey, Wild Bill, wait for me. Oh, I have to remind myself, slow down, Petey. Look around. Yeah. You know what? Beautiful yuccas, the soap tree yucca, have such a long bloom period. Not so much individual plants, but a population of yuccalatas scattered over the grassland will bloom for a few weeks. Some are done, you know, and are forming woody pods, because that's the kind of seed pod they set, while others are still shooting the tall flower stalks up. It's pretty cool. The thornbur Yucca baccata thornburi, I think it is. That one near me seems to flower in a very brief 2-week period and now sits with fleshy fruit. And mountain yucca, too, seems to have a small window of bloom. But soap tree yucca is blooming, and it must make for some very busy yucca moths, making sure every blossom gets pollinated their way. It's my way or it's no way, okay? You know the petals of the beautiful white flowers are that? They're edible. They really are. And Ms. Mosquitie was putting them in our salads. And then once she put whole flowers in, despite it being said, it has been written, that they're very bitter if you put the whole flower in. Well, it wasn't. They were quite delightful and crunchy. I'm thinking it must be the moth eggs in there. Yeah. My daughter Sarah suggested we stuff them and gently saute like squash blossoms. I'll let you know how that goes. But, you know, I just haven't been getting away from home unless it's about work. And, I mean, I can botanize and chase lizards and snakes around my own place. That's very cool. But I'm not getting my in-the-hills fix. Yeah, all work and no wild fix can make old Petey nuts. Have you noticed? Well, I got some things planned for fall, chasing a couple species from the deer family around their habitat. Seems quite a ways away. Dang, I'm missing all the fun, I said one day to Ms. Mosquitie as we strolled in the grassland, dipping in and out of the shady gallery of trees along the Ojolote. Our panting dogs appreciate that aspect of our walk. We crossed that dry stream bed and both noticed a splotch of purple in the rocks a little downstream. I mean, deep purple, out of context purple. And we walked up to a beautiful Monarda mentifolia, a plant that I would expect to find up in the hills, in the pines. And Ms. Mosquitie and I reminisced of camping trips in the Gila and Monarda mentifolia blooming the pretty flower heads at the end of a stem visited by fritillary butterflies. How did you get here? I asked that gorgeous out-of-context Monarda. Whoa, Monarda is in the mint family. The genus Monarda is after Nicolas Monardes of Seville, a botanist and a physician in the 1500s. Mintifolia means leaves. That's a specific epithet. Mintifolia, leaves like mint. And so it's also called bee balm, by the way. And this bee balm, the species Mintifolia, is a perennial. Is that cool? It's very cool. And so you get these woody stems on this plant. It comes back every year. Yeah. And the foliage, if you rub the foliage, it's like Mexican oregano squared. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. You could cook with it. And I read that the Hopis definitely use it as a pot herb. Or they'll eat anything. You know what I mean? Anyway, you want to see it? You want to see Monarda mentifolia and get out of the heat? You got to get up in the mountains. It says it ranges from 5,000, it says in Arizona, Florida, from 5,000 feet to 8,000 feet. But I'm telling you, you're going to find it up there in the pine forest. That's usually where you're going to find it. And no. I can't go with you. But I'm okay. Because a seed washed downstream and grew into a beautiful little shrub called Monarda mentifolia that reminded me the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.